This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
855-212-4CBS is our toll-free hotline, brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money like Carver High did once. He went over there and went on geico.com, and in 15 minutes he saved 15% on his car insurance. He's been talking about it ever since. Hey. Great lineup tonight, because I'm excited to talk to this first cat in about 10 minutes. Michael Conlon, otherwise known as Mick Conlon. And he's from Belfast, Northern Ireland. Strangely enough, my whole family's from there, right? Like my wife's side, her mother and her entire family's from Belfast. And I mean, they mean business. Let me tell you something. Mafia, can I get some love on air with this dude over here? Sorry. Anyway, when that guy comes back in, sorry, I hate to throw you off, but I got garbage falling all over. I feel like I work in a landfill, so I gotta get help from my boy out there. I always help him with all the garbage. I'm the mafia. Tell him I'm the garbage man. Literally, tell him.
You're the one that cleans up over there.
Yeah, it's all right. You can come in. So anyway, my man, thanks. Thanks, dude. I appreciate you. You know I appreciate it. I got you. I'm on the air, but you can do that one. I'll take that blue one. My man. I love that dude. That's my guy right there. So Mick Conlon's from Belfast. So my mother-in-law is from Belfast, and her brother is from Belfast, and my wife has been there 50 times, 34C legend. And then Gunner and the young Chopper has been to Belfast. I'm the only one that hasn't been there. So I'm very upset about that. I need to go to Belfast and become an alcoholic again. That's my goal, Mad Hatter, in life. You know, I haven't drank in a long time, but I'm thinking, if I go to Belfast, you can't go there and not drink, right? Like, if I go there, I'm going to hit the beer at the Guinness as sure as I'm sitting here. So you might want to not let me go to Belfast, because once I start drinking, I'm a champion. Eight-time, eight-division champion. Mavi knows eight different belts I have as a beer drinker, and shots of tequila, JMO, and I can drink an entire bottle of rum and still work. And I'm good at it. Mad Hatter, do you remember when I used to drink and do the show? Do you remember the shows I used to do hammered? How did I do?
It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm great to go out with, too. I got to tell you, Mafia, how am I to go out with to the bars drinking at happy hour?
Lots of fun. You pay for a lot of the drinks.
And we smoke a lot of weed. Wait, are we on the air? Check 1, 2. I'm just kidding. Come on. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Anyway, Mick Conlon coming up. Brian Compton at 40 past the RB comp making a stop through the village. How about that? We got a little hockey talk tonight. I thought we'd do that because your boy, who got fired? DeBoer, the Sharks
coach. DeBoer out in San Jose.
He's the fifth coach to be fired already in the NHL season. It's not even Christmas. Tough league, apparently. We'll talk to B comp at 10:40. 11:40 East. The Yammer is back. Mike Yam, Yammer Time. From the Pac-12 Network. We'll talk to Mike Yam about all things Pac-12. Because I want to talk to him about Oregon and Wisconsin and Oregon and Utah and Herbert's draft status. And I am vehemently opposed to Chris Peterson coaching the bowl game for Washington after he said he was, you know, tired. Remember, he said he needed to recharge and he quit? Like, who in their right mind says they need to recharge and they need to go, you know, take a break, right, from coaching? I just need to step away for a while. But then he still coaches the bowl game, right? Like, why don't you go lay in bed and have a little soup or something, you femme? Can we say that on the radio? Anyway, I'm not a fan of his doing that. I'm really not. It really makes me sick. Just go away. If you're soft and you need a break, you need rest, then go get your rest and stop coaching. Why are you coaching? You quit on the team to begin with. You quit on all those kids. That's what he did. Don't try to sell me otherwise. I'm going to do the same thing to Yam when he gets on. Trust me. I hope he knows that. Roger Goodell says the NFL tried to help Colin Kaepernick with their tryout, and he chose not to take an incredible opportunity. Do you think he would have had more of a chance of getting signed if he had just done what the NFL had planned? I think, actually, you know, he probably had a 25% chance, right? Now he's got a 0% chance, right? That's over because he just shunned everything. He did everything they told him not to do, right? He just did his own thing, and he broke all the rules. They had ground parameters right set, and he did everything else. That's it for him. I don't care what anybody says. The NFL claims they're looking hard into the Patriots taping of the Bengals last weekend. Do you actually think they care about this, or will they even punish the Patriots since they never did the first time they taped everyone? You know, they've been in so many busts for cheating. Like, is it not true? And then here they are doing it again, and then they deny everything. Why would one person in the world believe a word that comes out of their mouths? You know what I mean? Like the Belichick and the rest of them. Kraft, can you imagine listening to him? Now, I know he's a billionaire. I love him. But once you get caught in the, you know, prostitution, you know, the massage parlor, getting a little jimmy on a Sunday morning before your flight out to the game, that's when you stop listening to that guy, right? Didn't a golfer get busted today? Didn't I send you that story? A golfer
yes,
got...
Yes, you did.
Where did he get popped? Down in Florida?
I didn't read it, but probably.
I think so. In Central Florida, he got popped. That means, like, you know, whatever, Orlando or something.
Hope for that, apparently.
I don't know where it happened, but some golfer that no one's ever heard of, on the tour, no less, got popped in a prostitution sting. That's awesome. And it was called Dirty, what was it called, like Dirty Santa Secrets? That's the name of the operation, the sting. I love it. Kawhi Leonard returns to Toronto and I gets his ring and a standing ovation, and then they beat the... Raptors, and I hit the game and covered. Shake out. Ooh. Rob Manfred said Major League Baseball is doing their most thorough investigation ever when it comes to the allegation against the Astros cheating, and it might not be finished until next year. Plus, we're hearing that tonight Anthony Rendon, Mad Hatter, is close to signing a deal with the Angels. Is that true, or is Texas going to blow that opportunity?
Texas apparently is out.
Texas is out. So now they got a brand-new stadium with no players.
Seems that way.
Nice job by Texas. Dallas, what do you think of that? Your team just, you know, raised the ticket prices to go watch nobody. Anyway, in your new stadium with air conditioning. But he's going to go to the Angels and play with your boy Mike Trout. Finally, they're trying to put some players around Trout, apparently, because Rendon's a badass. Do you think that'll help them get better? Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you add an all-star MVP candidate every year, you're going to get better. I would hope you would get better.
But they never have.
They have no starting pitching, so... Obviously, missing out on Gerrit Cole was the bigger loss.
But they won once with Socia, right? And that's it.
And that's it, yes.
And then they have sucked ever since.
Pretty much.
Thank you. All right, Mick Conlon is up first on a bench.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4CBS is the number, 4227 to get on the show. And, I'm watching the Bucks just raking against the Pelicans, 50-28. No Giannis in that game tonight, Mafia. He has like a quad injury, and so he's not playing. I wondered if they'd covered a 10 with him out of the lineup. You know what I mean? So we'll see what happens. And then I'm also watching the Avs playing the Flyers. All right, so this guy's calling back. We're having all kinds of problems getting him on the phone. He's only three blocks away at the Garden. You'd think it would work, right? Like, what is the problem? My God. I got to tell you, I like this guy, though. I think he's just the coolest fighter. Mike Conlon. I got to tell you, he's been fantastic in the ring. He's fought at the Garden a bunch. So, I mean, and he's fighting there again. When is that fight? Saturday? So there you go. We got a lot of great fighters that come on this show, as you know. And I've talked to every fighter in the world. I've been to every fight in the world. I go to all of them. I do all the PBC fights, all the Showtime fights, a lot of top rank fights. I do them all. But it's weird because I've talked to everybody. Bud Crawford's been on the show, but this kid's never been on the show. And he's like one of my favorite fighters, this young kid from Belfast, Mick Conlon. He's a badass. We got him now. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Scott, how's it going, my friend?
All my good? Man. Now, listen to this. First of all, let me give you a little background, all right?
Yeah.
All right, so my entire family is from Belfast.
Really?
I'm not even kidding. So my mother-in-law and her brother lived their entire life in Belfast. Their name was Lappin, and they, because everyone tells me that everybody knows everybody in Belfast. So yeah. The Lappins are my family, and then obviously I'm an O'Farrell who's, you know, Irish. I'm as Irish as Pharrell, I mean, to tell you. And then my wife has been there 50 times. My son and daughter, Gunnar and McKenna, have been to Belfast. I'm the only one that hasn't been there yet because they know I go there, I'll drink the entire town.
Oh, that's good to hear. That's very good to hear.
Hey,
I'm obviously on the show now. The fact that you're from Belfast, really. So
now,
that's great.
How about this one? Their cousin is, and I hope this doesn't get you mad or anything,
yeah.
But the cousin's Jerry Adams.
That's fantastic.
I can't even believe that. Can you believe that? It's true.
Your cousin, Jerry Adams.
I swear to God.
That's mental. That's crazy. And that's brilliant. Well done. I have even more respect for you than they already did. Some fantastic stuff.
There you go. I have seen so many stories about you in Belfast. Like I think they did like a special documentary on you, and I watched it. And you know, they got you painted on walls there in the hood, and you name it. How fantastic is that for you to be such a hero to the people in Northern Ireland? I think it's just badass, dude.
Yeah, this is very, very special to me. I'm a proud Irish man, and the fact that I can, you know, inspire the next generation to show that we can go out there no matter where we're from and no matter how rough the places we are from, we can go out there and, you know, get onto the world stage and become, you know, big names in sport.
Yeah, you sure have. Let me ask you a crazy question. Have you watched the, I know a lot of your dad and everybody's from Dublin. Have you seen the Dublin Murders on Netflix? I've been watching that. It's pretty badass.
Yeah, it's very good, isn't it?
Right, it's great. It's
really interesting.
Right.
I actually watched it all, so if you haven't watched it, I'm not going to tell you what happened.
Okay, because I'm on number 6. The last episode is next Sunday, yeah. So I'm freaking out. Every week it tortures me, that show. I love it.
It's very, very good. It's really interesting, and it's a great be showed up by Netflix or whoever stars and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's great. So let me ask you about your career. I think you got jobbed at the Rio Olympics. I have never seen a guy in my life beat someone's ass that badly that the guy couldn't even fight in his next fight in the Olympics because you beat his ass so bad that they shafted you at that. Those communists, everyone in Brazil should rot in hell for that decision. Those judges should all hang because they screwed you in that Olympics. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, they did. They did. And listen, what's happened since has been very deserving. All the judges who judged it in Rio have been banned from the 2020 Olympics. So I feel like I kind of opened the door and put it clean down with you know, what I done, what I said. Yes, I was screwed over, and we knew after. We were told the team was trying to get it fixed, but the decision was already made. So there's nothing we could do. But listen, I think, you know, when I look back on it now, it's probably the best thing that's ever happened.
So how great is it that you get to fight this same guy this Saturday night at your favorite spot, the world's most famous, at the Garden here in New York? I'm here in New York doing the show, and I've been there 50 million times for fights, and you fought a lot of fights there. How great is it that you get to beat his ass again?
It's unbelievable. You know, I'm delighted, Steve. I'm ready to KO this guy and take him out of there because know, I restarted my boxing career off in the Olympic Kindergarten when I turned professional, and that's where I had my debut. So it's very fitting that I get to go back there and close the chapter on my Olympic kind of injustice.
I saw you fight your first fight ever a couple years ago at the theater against that Ibarra kid. Yeah. And then, you know, I just think you've had so many great fights. The Berna fight, the Molina fight at the Garden as well. Yeah. I think those were both in the theater. And then I think the Hernandez fight I saw this year in March, early in the year, you fought him at the theater. And now you're fighting in the Garden, not in the theater, but actually in the Garden. Does that that's got to be like that's got to make you horny? I mean, you're fighting in the Garden. I mean, that is just fantastic, bro.
Oh yeah, listen, it's fantastic. To be in the big room is special. All the greats have fought there. I boxed there once as a pro, and you know, I don't think I performed as well as what I should have, but I still got the victory. So the fact that I'm getting to go there, have the biggest win of my career. A very historic for me, my family, and for Ireland to be in the big room in the world's best arena, the Mecca of boxing. You know, it's very, very special.
So when you fight in like Manchester and you fought over there, do you like what football team do you root for? Because I love the Premier, I love the Champions League, I love La Liga. Who's your team? Because I know you gotta love somebody.
Yeah, well, I support Man City, unfortunately.
Me too. Me too.
They're not playing too good this year.
Did you see today that Jesus had a hat trick in the Champions League win? They won.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, my God. They look good today, baby. Your boy had a hat trick.
They're just not doing good in the Premier League, though. That's what we want to win, really.
Yeah, but Liverpool's kicking everyone's ass.
Yeah, they're unbelievable this year.
So what do you think of your rise and stardom from all the, London games, the European Championships, the World Championships, Rio, you get shafted. Can you believe how popular you've become in America? Like, we love you here. I do, because you're my boy from Belfast. But I think Americans are starting to really dig your act with the whole Irish hat and that you got a real following here now. New York loves you, bro, because there's so many Irish here. I think the Irish run New York.
That's true. We do. The Irish run New York, and you know, it's fantastic. The fact that I have such a great following, being just a kid from Belfast, is, you know, it's very special to me. I love to perform in front of fans, to put on great shows. And, you know, I'm an out-and-out kind of boxing skillful guy. I'm not the one-punch knockout artist, which most people can love, but you know, I love to go in there and show up my skills. So I'm very grateful for the fan base and how they invite fans and the community. They want their own, but obviously, being here in New York, I'm basically at home in Ireland, so it's unbelievable. I love coming here. It's my favorite city in the world, so you know, it's always a pleasure.
So what is it like working with your dad, Johnny, and your brother, Jamie's a fighter as well, all in the family, huh?
Everything in the family. These are the guys who I've worked with all my life. These are the guys that have been a part of, you know, my whole career, amateur and professional, and you know, it's what I need. They're the people who I trust completely. So I'm very, very happy with, you know, the team I have around me. And you know, we do bump heads at times, but not too much.
So what do you think of, just a couple more questions. What do you think of the being on, Terrence Bud Crawford's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
What do you think of fighting on the card with him? He's another tough mother Forreller.
Yeah, definitely. One of the pound for pound number one, so or top three anyway. He's a fantastic fighter, and it's an honor to share a car with Terrence. Such an unbelievable fighter, someone who I look up to.
So lastly, I want to tell you a story. So when I met my wife, 34C, we call her, she's a legend. When I met her and started dating her, I went to dinner at her mother's house, right? So I'm in this house, and I see all these pictures of Jerry Adams. I'm like, what's going on here? Like, I'm thinking the IRA and everything else. And then I go to dinner, and then after dinner, like, you know, everybody's cleaning off the table and everything. The mother pulls me aside, and she says, listen, I know you're a big shot on the radio and everything, and you think you're hot stuff and all that, and everybody knows you. But here's the deal. You do anything to hurt my daughter, I'm going to have your legs blown off. That's what she said to me.
Oh, and then
I mean, she meant business, like Belfast style. She said, I'm going to, it's like getting kneecapped. She said, I'm going to blow off your legs. What do you think of them apples?
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. That's a brilliant story. And I hope you didn't mess around because you would have got them actually blown off.
That's right. I've been with her 20 years and had two kids. I'm still with her. I'm scared to death of that old bag.
Very good. Very good.
Hey, dude, I love you. I'm a huge fan. Keep rocking, dude. Knock this dude out hard and tell him that's for real.
Good, Mom. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. I appreciate the support as always. And, of course, tune in Saturday night.
All right, my man. All right. Hey, we'll see you Saturday night at the Garden. Thanks a lot, Mick.
Thank you, bro. Take care.
Later, bro. There he is, Michael Conlon, Mick Conlon, the great Irish boxer. By the way, we had to dump the end of the segment there because I cussed on the air because I called the guy from Russia a bad name of what I think Conlon's going to do to his face. And then I told him to hocker on him and give him a little B. I said, you're a B. That's for real, B. How pathetic is it that I have to use letters when I want to cuss on this radio station or whatever the hell it's called? What is this thing called? A network? Makes me very angry. I want to cuss right now so bad about punching that guy's face in. It is true that my mother-in-law threatened to blow my legs off if I did anything to her daughter. I've been sleeping with her for 20 years, ever since. And I'm good in bed, too. Wait, are we on the air?
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, just wanted to tell you a couple things. First of all, how'd you like those 78% winners on my bets in the college football conference championship games last Saturday? 78%. I mean, it's just sickening. What about 72% in pro football Sunday? I mean, that's my seventh week in the 70s of 14. No one even has two anywhere. I got seven of them. I'm a pimp. How about 80% hits Saturday night in pro basketball? Is that good enough for you? PharrellOnTheBench.com is incredible. I'm freaking Santa Claus. I deliver. Best site, amazing price, sick returns. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. You're going to need to. Hey, look who it is. I had a great idea tonight. I was like, you know what we haven't done in a while? We haven't had our tickets stamped by B-Comp. We need to get Brian Compton of NHL.com back on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, B-Comp.
Same to you. I miss you, buddy. How are you?
I mean, this is ridiculous. I blame Carver High for this lack of B-Comp appearances on the bench. This is absolute BS.
And he's not even there tonight, right? What a slacker.
That was a great way to, like, go right around him. He didn't call you. He hasn't booked you. So I went right around him. I'm like, hey, I go, you know, that Islander drunk isn't here. Why don't we go right around him and call B-Comp up? He's another Islander fan. We'll get him on.
It's great to talk to you again, my man.
All right, so I got a lot I want to talk to you about. First of all, so Marc-Andre Fleury, his dad dies, horrible. I just buried my dad in July, and then I buried my wife's dad November 15th. I mean, I've been through a lot. He's been through a lot. He came back, and beat the Blackhawks Tuesday night. Good for him after dealing with all that ordeal. And then it really is amazing what this guy has done because I have said to people, like, when is this guy going to start fading? I mean, he's getting older. And when they got him, they had the great year to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. He was unbelievable. And then afterwards, I thought, you know, the following year it'll happen. That's when it's going to show the age. Everything's going to start catching up. Meanwhile, he does it again. He kicks ass again. Now this year, you know, he's 12-6-2, 2.54 goals against. That's pretty nice. 91 save percentage, pretty nice. He's doing it again. It's unbelievable. His dad died. The guy goes out. He misses all this time. He comes back and wins. Is this guy not the freak of the league?
Yeah, well, the one thing I can tell you about Marc-Andre, because the Knights were in New York here last week, Scotty, so I was talking to some of his teammates. That was Marc-Andre's first day back after everything that happened, so he didn't talk to the press that day. But his teammates love him, man. I mean, and they loved him in Pittsburgh, too. I think that goes a long way as far as chemistry in the room and everything else. And let's not forget all the mileage that on those tires with all the playoff hockey that he played with the Penguins and, you know, the run that he went on that first year in Vegas. So it's really impressive what he's doing. And I think it helps a little bit that we're seeing Malcolm Subban come into his own a little bit, Scotty, because that should alleviate some pressure off Marc-Andre moving forward here.
It is important for Subban to get starts and to – You know, because, this guy, there's no way. It's almost like the load management thing in the NBA. There's no way this guy can keep playing, as many games as he's been playing over the years. They got to let this other guy play. If they preserve him, I believe, like a fine wine, they can get more out of him in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, and I think you're seeing it pretty much across the board now, Scotty, with goalies splitting more games here. You're not going to see a whole lot of guys playing 65, 70 games anymore. That's going to be more of an anomaly now. So I think that's going to help not just Marc-Andre, but all the number ones across the NHL.
They play tomorrow night in St. Louis. The Blues have had a rough little stretch here. I actually bet on the Sabres the other night against them in Shovalov to Buffalo, and Buffalo beat them. They're okay, aren't they? Do you think they get back on track tomorrow against Fleury and the Knights at home, or do you think the problems continue?
Well, I'm not going to guarantee a Blues win tomorrow, but I'm sure this is more the ebbs and flows of an 82-game season than anything else. They're a really good hockey team. The jury, is probably still out a little bit on Jordan Binghamton. He got off to a really good start, but he's got to prove that he can be a number one throughout the course of an 82-game season, which, of course, we haven't seen from him yet. But I think they'll be okay.
But they really had a great from January 1st on, they were the best team in the NHL, and that's why they won the Stanley Cup. It really was an impressive run.
Oh, no doubt. And, of course, the coaching change with Craig Berube, that sparked everything. And then Binnington came up from the AHL. And, that's what made the story even more remarkable, Scotty. Binnington started last season as the number two in their AHL affiliate. So just a remarkable run, like you said, for the Blues from January 1st on.
Brian Compton with us from NHL.com, B Compton NHL on Twitter. Do you have any surprise at all that now five coaches have been fired and it's not even Christmas yet, as the Sharks fire Peter DeBoer tonight? What a mess in San Jose all of a sudden. Like, can you believe this many guys have been fired before Christmas? Seriously.
No, it's very surprising. Of course, some of it is the off-ice stuff that has come out about a couple of the guys. But, San Jose was strictly a hockey decision. And, as great of a run that Peter DeBoer had in San Jose, Scotty, this is their results business, as you know. And they've been just awful 5-on-5, and they haven't gotten goaltending. We're 33 games in, and their goal differential is already minus 25. So the easiest thing to do is always fire the coach and see if that lights a spark. Bob Boomer didn't have a ton of success down in Florida. Maybe that changes here in San Jose. They made some other changes behind their bench as well, of getting to Bachhoff. Sharks legend is now going to be their goalie coach, so maybe that gets them going a little bit. We'll see.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know things were getting rough out there. I saw the Flames have gotten hot all of a sudden. In fact, I think they're one of the hottest teams in the league over the last, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, and I was saying to the guys at work last night, who after their latest win, I said, are the Flames this year's Blues? Just, the coaching change and off they go. I mean, they certainly have the talent to go on a long run this spring. Not crazy about their goaltending, but there's so much talent up front, and I really like their back end with Giordano and TJ Brody, Travis Hamonic. The list goes on. They've got some players, so I'm curious to see what they do if they make the playoffs.
So I want to tell you a funny story. My buddy, a frat brother of mine, and I've been out of college about 35 years or something, but this guy I know is this huge Blackhawks fan, and his name, we call him Kriv. And my boy Kriv took his wife. They live in Arizona, like in Phoenix or whatever. And he took his wife on a road trip to see the Blackhawks play, like the Bruins and then the Devils. And then I think it was the Penguins or something like this. He went to like three games or something. He went to Pittsburgh for some meetings or something. I think the two games he went to were the Devils game and the Bruins game. So he bought front row seats, literally on the glass, right in the corner to both games. Literally, you could watch him on TV both nights. And he's like, make sure you look for me tonight in the corner. I'll be sitting on the glass. Sure enough, I see him sitting there. So the second night, he goes, I'm at the Rock in Newark. And I go, all right. And he goes, well, tell me where to eat. So I told him where to eat. He went, and he went there to eat. And then my buddy runs the press box at the Devils, my boy Rich. And I called up Rich. I said, listen, my buddy is going to the game tonight. He's a huge Blackhawk fan. So how about this? This is a good story. After the game, he took him down. And what a class act that that Patty Kane and Jonathan Toews are, they took the time, I swear to God, after the game to do like photo op with my friend and his wife. And they got these fantastic up close pictures of both of those superstars and both of them smiling and being totally nice when they had absolutely no reason in the world to be nice to these people. And my buddy's like, can you just take a picture of him? He's a huge fan. They're both wearing Blackhawks jerseys. And they took the time and they sent me all these photos and they were just fantastic. And I think that goes a long way in what I'm talking about. NHL players are the best athletes in the world.
I'll one up you here. I interviewed Jonathan Toews over the phone, 10 years ago when the Islanders drafted his brother. I wanted to talk to Jonathan about his brother, David,
right,
who was a third round pick. And about 10 seconds into the phone call, he said, hey, Brian, can you hang on for 1 second? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I could hear him ordering a beef burrito through a drive-thru somewhere in Chicago.
That's great.
So he's like, sorry, man, I'm just getting lunch. Oh, my God, it's all right. You know, get me one if you can. We just had a laugh. But, yeah, I mean, look, it's across the board. I mean, it's just from my perspective, I am so blessed to do what I do and deal with the best athletes in the world on a daily basis. It's fantastic.
How about the Islanders? What a story that they have been as good as they've been, and then they're still looking up the Christmas tree at the Capitals. The Capitals have been phenomenal that they have never relinquished that lead in the Metro. The Metro is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Caps have played 4 more games, but they've just been unbelievable from start to right now, Scott. I mean, they won again tonight. John Carlson is already probably declared himself the Norris Trophy winner. He's got 45 points, Scotty, and 5 game-winning goals. He had another game-winning goal tonight. So the Caps are on a roll, man. But, yeah, the Islanders have been really, really good. I mean, everybody thought there would be some regression here after what they did last year and then losing Robin Leonard to free agency. But the goaltending has been pretty much what it was last year. And Anthony Beauvillier has been a top 6 forward here. He's really taken the next step in his career. And then they've been really, really good at home. They're 12-2-1 at home, which, you know, that adds up come playoff time for sure.
Yeah, the Penguins and the Stars, believe it or not, after they fired their coach for whatever the hell he was doing, and the Bruins are the only teams and that have 12 wins at home. That division is going to be crazy all the way to the end. I can't believe how my Penguins have held up without Crosby, and they've had a million injuries, Hornquist and everybody else. B-Comp, lastly, I got 20 seconds. Your boy Carver Eye's gotten so popular doing the ILC podcast, he doesn't even like doing my show anymore. That's the rumor.
He's going to have Benoit Hogue at a live show in a few weeks. How about that?
I never liked that guy. Anyway, B-Com, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I love you. It's great having you on the bench, brother.
Love you too, buddy. Thanks for having me. Take
all care. The best to your family during the holidays, man.
Same to you. Thanks.
All right, B-Com, Brian Compton of NHL.com with us. Later, Mike Yam in the 1140 Eastern area. Plus, Anthony Rendon, a 7-year, $245 million deal with the Angels is a done deal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.